He'll be going back to South Carolina, load up the U-Haul.
Yeah.
He and the family will be driving back in.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Doing those highways and byways and all of that kind of stuff.
That's it. And he'll let you know when you get back into town so you can help him move his furniture.
Indeed, he will.
Yeah, probably not. Anyway, Tom would like to spend a few minutes talking to our audience this morning.
Indeed, I would. Thank you, Scott. You know, it was just about exactly 19 years ago today, I believe, almost, that Ben Downs met me at lunch in Bryan one time and told me that my old friend Scott DeLucia had been bugging him about hiring me from another radio station. And I was indeed flattered, most of all, but mainly in disbelief that at age 45 then I had finally landed my dream job. Now 19 years later, it's still my dream job. And when that alarm goes off at 4 o'clock every Monday through Friday, I have never lost sight of how lucky I am to work with Scott and Chase, but mainly to be a part of our listeners' morning for 3 hours. I'm even luckier to have a wonderful wife and three great sons and two daughters-in-law and, above all, five beautiful grandchildren. And Judy and I have made the bittersweet decision to, instead of hearing about those grandchildren's sporting events and dance recitals over the telephone, we want to be there to cheer them on, not just once a year, but every time. This is indeed my dream job, and we live among dear friends, and I work with a lot of tremendous coworkers here at Bryan Broadcasting. But the real dream for us has now evolved to somewhere else. I'm leaving WTAW and Bryan Broadcasting. I am retiring, so to speak, and Judy and I are headed to Nebraska in August, hoping to enjoy a few weeks of nice weather before the snow and the freezing starts. I really cannot put into words what this last 28 years has meant to me as a citizen of this marvelous community. And the next chapter is indeed exciting and just as scary. I'll be here on the radio with you for another 7 weeks. I only hope that I have provided you, our listeners, with half the treasure of smiles and memories that you have provided me and my family. It was indeed the reality of mixed emotions when we decided to do this, but we know it's the right decision, and we know that it's the right time. The people here, Scott, Chase, all my coworkers, and the listeners, indeed, that I meet in the community, have supported me, have loved me and my family through joyous times and through tremendously challenging times, especially over the last 4 years. And I thank you for waking up with us every morning. And this is a tremendous experience, what we call the Infomaniacs. And the Infomaniacs will continue to be a tremendous experience for the rest of you. And I can't wait through the magic of the Internet to come home and go someplace else and to experience myself and to listen, although I might not be there at 6 a.m. anymore. Thank you very much. And, Scott, thank you very much for giving me a couple of minutes to express and just thank you. It's been a wonderful ride for 19 years.
Thank you. When we'll have some sort of a reception, get together, whatever. What you don't know is that we have been furiously negotiating, hoping that KFC will bring out the cheese on top chicken sandwich for us to have at the reception, the public reception that we'll have for you. So we'll
famous bowls.
Oh my
bowls?
Goodness.
Yeah,
maybe we'll get them to cater it. I mean,
famous bowls for everyone.
No, you can't. Now the famous bowls have to already be prepared.
Yeah, oh yeah,
because we're not going to have a famous bowl bar. I mean, you can't do that.
So many elements. Well, you know, there'd be people who'd want to get more chicken parts than corn, for instance.
Nah,
so,
or
I'm just saying. So Jeez. Anyway, but we will. We'll have some sort of a public reception type situation, and so all that'll come up. So
Tom may not be there because he's kind of phoning it in now.
Yeah. So your last day is
August 17th.
Okay, so let's see. Let's
7 weeks from last Friday.
If I only had a calendar. Okay, yeah. So today is
pick
the.
Pick up your mouse.
Okay. Now, and we're going to work on Wednesday, by the way, so we're going to be here. So let's say that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't you love counting on the radio? 5, 10, 15.
Yeah, it's like flag raising almost.
16. And you're going when?
August 17th.
Okay. So I'm going to do it. Well, I can't figure it out right now.
I got 32 days.
32 days, and that means that's not counting today?
No, not counting today.
Not counting today. So that
double check.
All right. So if that's the case, you have 64 more times to mispronounce athletics.
And I'll do it long after that. Yes.
Well, just so we can hear it.
Right.
I mean, so, yeah. So, anyway.
That's right.
We will. We'll do the countdown for you.
Because I love the athletes I've worked
that's
with,
That's exactly right. Right. Yeah. That's,
I stand corrected.
Oh, what is it?
34.
Hi, 34.
Tom, I just gave you two extra days to work.
Yeah, see. Hello.
I just got out of the shower. Did Tom say something today?
No. I don't think everything's okay.
No. It's all a dream. It's in the shower, like Bobby Ewing.
There are some historical points that need to be corrected here. When Tom and I had our first lunch, it was in College Station. I don't know if it was in College Station at the time, but it's been annexed by now.
And, no, Mr. Downs, I know exactly where it was.
Oh, where was it then?
It was at the place that, what was it before it was Sloppy Joe's?
I thought it was at Coffee Bridge.
Nope. Mm-mm. It was at the place there at... what was Sloppy Joe's? Wasn't it something else before that?
That could have been.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're both at that point.
Yeah.
You know, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
But I do remember what was the at that meeting 19 years ago, Tom, what was the thing that I had one favor, I think, that I asked?
You asked that that you don't have to make decisions about sports. I remember that.
I've heard that request before.
Yeah. That's right.
That's close enough, actually.
Was it that I wear a coat and tie every day? I missed that memo.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, again, see, but now he's going to retire. We thought he's headed in the other direction.
What am I going to do here? What are we going to do here?
Show up.
I know we're going to show up.
No, I'm talking about you.
I think we have Infomaniac Idol. I mean, you know, that's...
Ooh.
Just throwing that out there. Open auditions, buddy.
Oh, man.
Infomaniac Idol.
Oh, all right.
Guy, you got to be that Tom Turbeville character.
I don't get the Tom Turbeville. Well, see, that's one entry we won't have to put into the glossary when we finally get it printed, because we always have said, you know, there's some guy in New York who's saying, I don't know how these guys in the little market came up with it, but whoever came up with that Tom Turbeville character, that is a stroke of genius.
All right, I'm going to take a call. Thank you. It's Ben Nels. Hello.
Yeah, wasn't it called the Farmer's Market before Sloppy Joe's?
There you go.
Let's talk
That's
about what's
it.
Really important.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Bob, what did you have to eat,
Our listener. Now, that I don't remember, but I can tell you pretty much the booth we sat in. But, right, it was at the Farmer's Market. The caller is right.
Oh, well, now they can put a plaque there.
Yeah.
No, but it's something completely different now, isn't it?
I
have no idea. Yeah, okay. Right. Well, there we go. All right. Yeah. Now, we're not going to go through, what restaurant used to be there.
You guys are wearing me out. And you need a plumber. You need...